Welcome, my friends. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael as he takes an evening off. It is so good to be with you wherever you are around the country. As always, it is great to be filling in for Michael, as it is a true honor to be sitting in the chair tonight. Lots to cover this evening. Also want to remind you, michaelsavage.com for breaking news updates. And one of those breaking news stories right now is there is a very good chance that the Fort Hood shooter, Hassan, could get a plea deal. That's right, a new military judge at Fort Hood has looked at a request to disallow the death penalty in the case of Major Nadal Hassan, who is accused of murdering 13 people and attempting to murder 32 others in a shooting spree that was in 2009. So much for swift justice in this country, right? The judge is considering a number of defense requests that could have a profound impact on the case. Now, his defense team asked the judge to totally take away even the possibility of the death penalty in the case. Now, that was rejected. However, they are still considering the idea that Major Hassan could plead guilty to charges, and that could, in fact, spare his life. And the presiding judge in the case against Major Nadal Hassan ruled today that the death penalty will still be an option and will still be applied, as they say in court jargon. She did reject a request by defense lawyers that seemed to aim at a guaranteed plea bargain option of not having the death penalty. Now, in another request, Hassan's lawyers asked for consideration of a guilty plea, but the judge may not be able to grant that since the military code does not allow a guilty plea in a case which the death penalty could be imposed. Now, this is when you get into the legal stuff on this. A former military prosecutor and a law expert at South Texas College says Judge Osborne will carefully review all the defense requests in spite of public frustration over the length of this whole entire process. And there is a very good chance that Major Nadal Hassan could, in fact, plead guilty to killing 13 people, murdering 13 people, and attempting to murder 32 others in that shooting spree. Now, here is my question, and I am not bloodthirsty. Let me make that very clear. But I do come from a background. My father, when I was growing up, was always in law enforcement when I was younger. I also have been a victim of a gun crime, and I have been shot at from point-blank range. So I feel that I can speak on issues of violent crime, guns in America, gun crimes, and psychos. Let me explain why I also say I can speak on psychos. When I went to court to testify against the guy that tried to kill me, he was declared temporary insanity, as the judge said it on the day I was in court. He had mental issues. He had the grin of a psycho when he decided to stick the gun to my head and tell me that he was going to blow my you-know-what head off. I have looked into the eyes of a psycho. I have looked into, and that day in the court system, I have never been more enraged in my life when they all of a sudden started treating this person as if with special treatment because, oh, well, he was insane at the moment. And so you look at this fundamentalist in Hassan, a premeditated, planned attack based on religion where he took out 13 people and attempted to murder 32 others. And now they want to give him a possible deal. Well, if he pleads guilty, then you won't take his life. Now, I'll go a step further on this one. I think our system and our court system is totally broke. I think our court system has been completely trashed. And I don't understand, and I haven't understood for a long time, why in this country we're not killing one person a day on death row. And I mean that seriously. 500 kids alone were shot in Chicago. last year. That's just Chicago. You're telling me that we shouldn't be executing 365 people with a population of what? How many million are we at this country now? 330? 340? And you're telling me that we don't have for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, with DNA evidence and everything else for certainty, you're telling me that there's not 365 people that have committed heinous crimes in this country that we shouldn't be taking to death row and taking them off the face of this earth every year? Because the death penalty now is, no one's afraid of it. Look at Hassan, for goodness sakes. This guy walked in and killed people on a military base wearing a uniform, working for the enemy, and he still thinks that he's probably not going to die for it. You know what the scary thing is? There's actually a chance that that could be a reality. That's what's scary. If the death penalty isn't certain for a Fort Hood shooter, then you know the death penalty in this country has become a joke. How could it not be certain for this guy? How many witnesses do we have? How many people were there? How many people were shot? And let's not even get into the Virginia Tech type people. Let's not get into the Aurora, Colorado people. Let's not get into the Newtown, Connecticut people. Let's not get into the Arizona people that shot Gabby Giffords. Oh, no, they won't get the death penalty if they don't kill themselves first. What do they get? Oh, well, they're insane. You can't kill somebody that's insane in this country, and my question would be, why not? My question would be, why can't I kill somebody that's insane? Isn't that all the more reason to kill them? If you're an insane person that goes out and starts offing people left and right, or you're an enemy of the United States of America, as Hassan is, and you're telling me that Hassan's sitting there using our system against us, and if this guy doesn't die, then we should never put anybody to death, ever. I can't even believe this is an option. I can't even believe that tonight that Major Nadal Hassan is sitting in a jail cell and he's sleeping and probably not that worried about the possibility of the true death penalty. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I want to get your reaction to this tonight. And you tell me, should he even have the option? Should he even have the option of not dying in this case? I don't think there should be any doubt. You're found guilty, you die. I'm not bloodthirsty. Because I know a lot of you are going to tell me tonight, oh, well, Ben, I don't know who you are, but I can't believe how bloodthirsty you right-wing crazy people like you are. How am I bloodthirsty? The guy killed 13 people, tried to murder another 40. Walks in a place that's supposed to be safe on a military base and shoots the people that he is supposed to, that he has sworn to protect and serve this country with. He took away people's mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, loved ones, husbands, wives. And you telling me that because I think he deserves to die that I'm bloodthirsty? Come on. Really? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Also, lots of news updates constantly on michaelsavage.com. Make sure you check that out. And if you want to Facebook or send me a tweet tonight on this, I'll be monitoring both of those throughout the next 3 hours. On Facebook, you can get my page there by going to Ben Ferguson Show. Put that in. You'll find my page there, the news personality page. And also on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter and send me a message, Ben Ferguson Show, there all together. And we'll get some of your reaction to this coming up. Let me go to John first in New York. John, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. How are you, John?
I'm good, Ben, but I'm disgusted with the whole situation. I spent 35 years in the military, and this guy Hussein, he has definite ties to Al-Qaeda. It's proven he had contact with Al-Qaeda, and he was in an American uniform. He should be executed as a spy. That should have happened within the first 30 days.
Yeah, but we don't want to offend anybody in this country. Come on now.
I don't care.
We have to. We have to dot all of our I's, cross all of our T's, pray over them, then reread them, then make sure that they're in a perfect straight across line or a perfect dot.
Okay, then we take 90 days. How long does it take to get all this stuff in order and to show the proof and the evidence? And he was a spy. He was in an American uniform, and he had definite ties to Al-Qaeda.
Look, I'm in favor of a fair trial. I'll make this very clear. I'm not a thirsty, bloodthirsty guy.
Neither am I.
But when I see a case that is so, and this is happening, and Hassan's just another highlight of this in this country, okay? People know now that if you're going to commit a crime, make sure it's really heinous. Knock off a few more people. Because the more heinous it is, the better the chances that you'll have absolutely no option at the death penalty. Because you're insane. I mean, don't just go kill one person. Shoot 8 or 9 or 10. Because honestly, in this country, the more people that you shoot, the better your chances of not getting the death penalty are. I mean, I'm being serious. The more people in this country that you attack, that you go after, that you try to kill, the more heinous your crime is, the better your chance is that you don't die. When did that happen in this country? I mean, really, what happened in this country where if you're insane, I think that if you're insane, all the more reason why we should kill you if you commit a heinous crime. That shouldn't protect you, but it does. 1-855-400-SAVAGE online at michaelsavage.com. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll read even more of your comments as well on Facebook and Twitter. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today. And guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. What are you...
Days of old traffic, couple of big delays. One getting into San Francisco, upper deck of the Bay Bridge. They've turned the metering lights on at the toll plaza. It is slow across the span into San Francisco because of earlier problems that have been cleared. Northbound 101, not too bad, actually. It is sluggish in spots from 280 onto the lower deck. The other big one, northbound 880, back up from Thornton all the way to 238. There's a big rig lying on its side on the connector to southbound 238. Lanes for the moment are clear, just everyone taking a look. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales? It rhymes with Tom. Yeah, here, Timmy the whale. This will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole. It's hot.
Doc, hit the deck.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know where to turn when you want the truth about politics, world affairs, and an unbiased take on news you can use. Now, if you want to have a straightforward, no-nonsense conversation about your finances, then take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. If you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get the sort of real-world practical advice that you want, need, and deserve. Right now, Greg has a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.0%. That's right, 3.0%. And it's applicable for a purchase or a refinance. So call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. You owe it to yourself to give Greg and his team a call. You'll be glad you did.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? He's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation, Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. It's good to be with you wherever you are around the country. And it's great. It's an honor to be filling in for Michael tonight. Up on the website right now, michaelsavage.com. Not only does the judge set this 3 days of Fort Hood shooting hearings and possibility of allowing a plea deal that would then give Hassan the right to never have to worry about being put to death. He'd just get life in prison without parole. Not only that, but Hassan's lawyer, and I just put this is up there right now, michaelsavage.com. Hassan's lawyer, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Pope, is requesting that he receive the services, you ready for this? The services of a media analyst at taxpayers' expense. At taxpayers' expense. To press a claim that Hassan has been the victim of unfair media coverage. This on top of the other delays in his court hearing. Remember when he had this, the attorneys argued that Hassan needed to keep his beard for religious reasons, which he says he grew because of his Islamic faith. And how many months did we waste on that with a judge going, well, you better, I tell you what, you better shave that thing off. He says, no, my religion. Well, with all due respect, where the hell was your religion when you were blowing people away? You didn't have that big long beard then, did you, buddy? And that was supposed to be like your pilgrimage. And let's not forget, there was a pregnant woman. There was a pregnant woman with an unborn child that he murdered. I mean, this number of, you know, of how many he murdered, just, in my opinion, add another one on there. 13, change it to 14. And one of you reminded me that on Twitter tonight. You're absolutely right. One of them was pregnant. So he kills 14. He attempts to murder another 32 people in the shooting. But if he walks up in front of a judge and says, I did it, we reward you with no death penalty? Wow. Must be nice. Must be nice. Mike, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. How are you, Mike?
Oh, thank you for taking the call. I'm a retired Air Force medic. I got out of the military in 1985. This man was a medical officer who was intended to care for people. The fact that he hasn't been executed is an outrage. The people, I'm not sure if you know the legal costs that these people have had to go to, but this is showing that there's an underclass, there's a military underclass that we've taken advantage of for over 10 years. They fought in this war, and now there's no justice. And yet the president at this same lists up military families as his charity. And I just, you wonder why people like Tim McVeigh went nuts, because this creates so much strife within the demand for justice that people are looking at opportunities.
Well, you're referring to Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City.
Yes, I mean he was frustrated by he was a veteran who came back and couldn't get any work after having been a decorated war hero.
And yeah, but he also had, I mean, look, if you do what he did and you kill innocent men, women, and children, I don't care what your stress is about work. I have absolutely no sympathy for him and will make no excuses for him. And he deserved to die, and the people that survived that and those who lost loved ones deserve to watch him die. And Hassan's was a holy war. And I think he went in there with the intent to die, so let's go let him meet his whatever virgin number he thinks he's going to get. Let's get him to the Holy Land. I mean, seriously, think about it. How many virgins does he get? Why not arrange a date? Valentine's Day is coming. I mean, let's set it up. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282, online at michaelsavage.com. It's Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. We'll be right back after this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, let's talk about something important. Hey, let's talk about spark plugs and gas mileage. New research by the EPA and Champion Spark Plug Company has proved that more than one-third of the gasoline you pay for never burns, never gets used inside your engine. In other words, more than a dollar out of every gallon that you buy gets thrown away. A five-year study by Federal Consumer Protection, an agency of the U.S. government, has confirmed that you can buy a low-cost automotive accessory which enables 22% more of each gallon to burn inside your engine, which will give you 22% more miles per gallon. The developer has been invited to General Motors Engine Research Department to discuss this gas-saving technology. Motor Trend and USA Today have written about it. Even ABC's 2020 has done a segment on it. How can you miss? For more information, call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. That phone number again, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Authorities say five men are facing multiple criminal charges in the shootings of two Oakland police officers within a week. Alameda County prosecutors say one man is charged with attempted murder in the shooting Friday of Officer DeVore Thurston. Meanwhile, four others have been charged in the shooting of undercover officer Eric Parsaboom on January 21st in East Oakland. One of the three suspects in a series of recent home invasion robberies in San Jose was in the national spotlight as a middle school student. 4 years ago, he took off with his girlfriend in his grandmother's car and made it all the way to Denver before being found. Taking a look at the roadways, lower deck of the Bay Bridge had a stalled car before Treasure Island. Middle lane is blocked. That's going to back things up into San Francisco. Still slow on the upper deck getting into San Francisco. Metering lights still on as you head all the way into the 101 split. You'll find slow traffic. Northbound 880 at 101, crash being reported in San Jose. I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately. immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change, and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288, NMLS number 308085.
You know, we've gone from the debt ceiling to the fiscal cliff, and now we're headed back to the debt ceiling conversation again. And for what? If you want to have a conversation about your finances and what you should do, take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell, founder and CEO of the O'Donnell Financial Group, because if you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get straight answers from the Bay Area's straightest financial shooter. Did you know that right now Greg has a 30-year fixed conventional conforming rate mortgage at 3.0%? That's right, 3.0% for refis and purchases. You have to call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300, 866-496-2300, or online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. It will be the smartest conversation that you'll ever have.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
GoToMeeting is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Here's MindJet's Chief Marketing Officer, Yasha Kakis-Wolf, telling us why he believes in GoToMeeting.
For us, using GoToMeeting is our answer. It's the way that we move forward. It's what allows us to be successful. We're able to share the ideas, the plans with everybody, inside of our company and out of our company.
Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. And if you want more news and more background on this Fort Hood judge who is considering a Hassan plea, that if he pleads guilty, then he may not get the death penalty for killing 13 people, an unborn baby, and attempting to murder 32 others in a shooting spree in 2009 at Fort Hood. Well, if he comes clean and says, "I'm sorry, I did it," he didn't want to die. And the judge has set 3 days of shooting hearings on this issue. In the background, let's not forget, he grew a beard, so we couldn't start the trial for a while because of that one. Then he claimed that he needed a media expert because of all the bias in the media at taxpayers' expense. Defense attorneys want Hassan to plead guilty to 13 counts of premeditated murder only if he is assured he won't get the death penalty. So why would we reward this guy? Let's just talk about the finances for a second. You're looking at millions to keep this guy alive for his life expectancy because, one, you have to protect him from the prison population. You can't have him walking around with other guys. He'll get killed. And that's regardless of what you think personally, that's just the way it is. I mean, that's just the way it is. So you got to protect him. You absolutely have to protect him. I don't like it, but that's the way it works. So we're dealing with millions and millions of dollars. Some experts say as many as $3.5 million to keep him safe. Others say probably around 2.2 if he has an average life expectancy. Why would we spend $2.2 million? Let's just say if that's average, to keep this guy alive when he did this. I'm saying, from a financial standpoint, it's reason enough to kill him. I think that for a lot of the people that commit murder, I mean, there's a lot of people that say, well, it's easier to get a deal done if you don't do the death penalty. It's hard to get juries to put people, you know, in with a death penalty. All right, I'll ask you. Based on finances, is that not reason enough to put him to death? Just because why would you spend a couple million dollars on a known terrorist, keeping him alive and feeding him for 30 years? 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Also, you can directly tweet me, at Ben Ferguson Show, all together. That's my Twitter account, at Ben Ferguson Show. And on Facebook as well, Ben Ferguson Show. There, I'll read some of your comments on the air. Willie says, Ben, this man has a right to live, even though he committed a sin. If we believe in God, we should forgive him for his sins and let him live. Trisha, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ben?
Doing well. Give me your thoughts.
Not a nickel we should spend on this guy. I am so sick of hearing about these Muslims' holy jihad, okay? Maybe we should just kill him. Just put the needle in him in 2 seconds. We're not paying our tax dollars are going to keep this scum alive for 30 years?
I mean, from a financial standpoint.
We should just kill him, get it over with, drag him, sodomize him, like they just did to our people.
But see, I don't even need all that. I just want him dead, mainly for the fact that he killed Americans. I mean, it's to me, it's not that complicated. I just actually want him to pay a price. I don't need to drag his body through the streets. I don't need to cut on him. I really don't need to torture him. I just think that you have a speedy trial. You find him guilty of the crime that he did commit, because I hate it when people say, well, you know, he has been charged with a crime, but he's innocent until proven guilty. Okay, well, let's get to the point where we've proven that he's guilty. And then you just say, we're done with you. Have a great life with your X number of virgins, and we're sending you there right now. Victor, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Victor, I mean, the guy gets a lot of virgins. Isn't it a win-win?
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
My opinion as a former soldier, our biggest threat was if we screwed up like that, killed somebody, accidentally killed somebody, was a real, you know, mess up. Hanging was the thing in the back of your mind, to be hung. As a soldier would, punishment was hanging. Nobody ever mentioned that, but hanging is the thing that really scares you. And this guy, obviously now, nobody will even talk about hanging. And I just wonder what you think. Because they call it a work-related problem, you know, you think that offsets him as a soldier who committed a crime? Or, you know, is that why they wouldn't hang him?
I think that we become soft as a country. We watch movies like Django.
Yeah.
We watch movies that show beheadings, hangings, beatings, torture, dogs ripping apart human beings, blowing people's heads off. But in the real world, we don't have the stomach for it. Now, I've been asked, do I think hangings are effective? Yeah, and if you don't believe me, go around the world where they still do hangings and see what their crime rates are compared to America. But I think one of the problems with America's justice system today is our justice system is not something to be afraid of.
Right.
The moment you commit a crime and you're charged with that crime, you live a life that I believe almost entitles you to more rights than what the average American has who's driving down the street that can be pulled over for expired tags. You're treated with more precaution, with more care, with a conscientious, he's in our care. I don't understand why we give these guys cable. I don't understand why we give them air conditioning. I don't understand why we give them heat. I don't understand why we give them all these things, because there are people then that don't even live with those things in society who have not committed crimes. So why do we think they deserve a TV or the internet or cable is beyond me. If it costs more than basic meal on a plate, I mean, it should be Spam and bread for pretty much every meal except for Christmas. I think that's when you're nice.
Well,
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just, I mean, but jail is not something to be feared in this country.
No, no.
It's not.
That hanging would be feared.
I don't think as a culture we have the stomach for it anymore. I don't understand why we don't. I think if you did have hangings, I think kids would learn from it. I think if you had hangings, that's justice that then people become scared before they decide to pop a cap in you. But the guy who put the gun to my head and shot at me, he wasn't afraid of going to jail. He'd already been there four times as a junior, as a minor, whatever you want to call him. He'd been four times before the age of 18. He had been twice before he committed the crime against me. And the two times before that, one was for Grand Theft Auto and the other was for aggravated armed robbery. He was not a good criminal. He got caught a lot, but he wasn't afraid of getting caught. And guess what? He's out on the streets in this country yet again. Right now, the guy who put a gun to my head less than 6 years ago is out on the streets, and that was his third time in prison as an adult before the age of 22. Before the age of 22. Al, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael tonight. How are you?
What's going on, Ben? How you doing? I actually just started recently listening to this program, and kudos. This country's a mess at this point.
Victor was just, as he was just saying, is 100% right. There are no consequences. There is no such thing as a viable consequence anymore. The guy that pulled the gun on you and almost shot you in the head, had he shot you in the head, he might have done 7 years and got out on good behavior and got out on parole, and he'd still be walking around. So a year from now, he'd be free. If he pled temporary insanity. The problem with our judicial system now is that everybody's afraid to be the bad guy. Everybody wants to be politically correct. Because if we go in off this, I can't even say because I'm on the air, then what did we do? Oh, we committed, we murdered a Muslim. We put a Muslim to death. Oh, he was crazy. He was, no. Everybody's afraid to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to take responsibility. I'm surprised the guards in the prison that are watching him haven't just strangled him. Yo, turn your back. Turn these cameras off.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm okay with having the order of rule and law, because I think once you start going down that road, then it can screw up a society. I think, but I think you can, with humanity, put people to death. I really do believe that. I think, Al, that you can. You can look at someone and say, you killed 13, you also killed an unborn child. I mean, you can say that. You can actually do that. You can say, you killed 13 and you killed an unborn child. And we're going to put you to death tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And that is the end of this. You hit the gavel and you move on with life. You move on with life. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. We've got a lot of this information up on michaelsavage.com. You need to save that on your favorites as your homepage. Incredible information constantly being put up there at michaelsavage.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Good news, guys. When you try Ageless Male to help naturally boost your free testosterone levels, you can also get a free gift.
You heard right. The next 500 callers who try Ageless Male risk-free can also get a free 30-day supply of CLA, a revolutionary new formula that may help reduce body fat, support lean body mass, and control your appetite. CLA is all natural, and it's a must-have addition for your diet and exercise plan. But to enjoy this free gift, you must call now, because supplies are limited. For details, just call 1-800-856-0610. Try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to boost your free testosterone, muscle health, and libido, and get a free 30-day supply of CLA while supplies last. It's first come, first serve, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-856-0610. That's 1-800-856-0610. Call 1-800-856-0610.
You know, you can learn a lot about people by the company they keep, and this is especially true in the financial realm. Here's a couple of questions to ask yourself when you choose a gold broker. First, do they listen, educate, and serve, or just motor-mouth you into buying? Swiss America brokers believe in serving, we lead. Second, ask yourself, is the broker experienced? Have they been through both bull and bear markets? Swiss America for 30 years has successfully helped clients navigate the ups and downs in gold. And third, do they fully inform you of the risks and rewards of owning gold? As a long-standing client of Swiss America myself, I can answer yes to all three questions. When my head hits the pillow, I have peace of mind knowing that with Swiss America Gold, I'm covered. And I want the same for you. Call a knowledgeable and experienced Swiss America broker at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. They are the gold standard and very good company to keep, like me, Michael Savage. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com and you get a free consultation and gold buyer's guide. Swiss America, the gold standard.
Here's a vote. Traffic, lower deck of the Bay Bridge, second stall of the hour. This one before Treasure Island in the right lane. Traffic slow out of San Francisco, Oakland, southbound 880 Hagenberger Road. Crash, five cars reportedly blocked. It is blocking the left lane closer to 98th Avenue just before you get there. South Bay, southbound 85 at De Anza. Crash, middle lane blocked there. Two cars involved in the accident. I'm Dave Hope, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows in wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com. Or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Camera phone picks are so last year. Make it your resolution to snap like the pros in 2013 with a beginning digital photography course from McKay Photography Academy. Strike a pose with 85% off at SweetJack.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge.
It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Great to be with you and an honor to be filling in for Michael Savage tonight, taking the evening off. He'll be back with you tomorrow. And a lot of you have been sending me notes, and we've got a lot of the information we're talking about tonight on michaelsavage.com. Some of the background on Hassan and why he and all these legal shenanigans that he's been pulling. And now the newest one, which is, okay, I'll plead guilty to killing people if you take the death penalty off the table. Why should we reward him? And what good does the truth do now? I mean, really, what good does him telling the truth do now for anybody? Hey, my name is Hassan. I'm a religious fanatic. I'm a jihadist. I killed a bunch of people. Just want to come clean. I mean, that's not closure for anybody. I mean, it's not closure at all. So you reward him for that? I don't think that the death penalty should be off the table ever if you kill somebody, including if you're insane. Because you're going to see that all these big shootings we're having right now, oh, they want to come after your guns because that's the problem. But the guy who actually pulled the trigger, oh, we'll go easy on him because he's insane. He's insane. Sharon in Joplin, Missouri, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
I believe that the full force of the law should come down on this man. I have a friend who was stationed at Fort Hood the day that happened. But do not make the mistake of thinking that it's easy for Christians to say, I forgive him. It is not. It is the hardest struggle of my life to do that. But I have to live my faith. I want him to be punished. I want him to feel the full force of the law. But if I truly live my faith, I have to say I forgive him and mean it. Thank you.
It is hard as a Christian. You know, I laugh because when I went to court, when I had to look at the guy for the first time that tried to kill me, my girlfriend, soon to be or later to be wife, said, well, you need to learn how to forgive him in your heart. By the way, not the thing to say to someone after they've gone to court and gang members have threatened to kill you in the elevator if you testify against their guy. But with that being said, there was some truth to it, just not the right time to say it. But I also think that you have to serve justice. You absolutely have to serve justice when you go out and you kill somebody. Joyce. In the Washington, D.C. area. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to point out that Abu Nidal comes from a different culture, and his desire, regardless of what his attorneys are arguing, is to die. That way he becomes a martyr, a shaheed, and he becomes a model for other of these Islamist madmen and monsters to emulate. And so the worst punishment we could give him would be to put him in solitary confinement for the rest of his life and never, ever to mention his life in the media.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen, and you know it. And then he becomes like a pilgrim of a weak country. I mean, if we don't kill him, what message does that send, Joyce? And here, let me say this, Joyce. I'm not concerned about playing mind games with a murderer. And I don't give a rat's rear end about his religion at that point. That's not my job. And our job as American citizens is not to sit here and go, ooh, how do we figure out with his religion what would be worse for him? I don't care what religion you are. If you're going to be put to death against your will, if you're going to be put to death and it's not because of old age or cancer or something you can prepare for, but it's you're a healthy body and your life's going to be taken away from you. I think at that point, his whole kumbaya religion of I'm going to jihad people pretty much is worth about nothing at that moment in time. Nothing at that moment in time. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Kevin. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson sitting in tonight. How are you?
Ben, the whole justice system has gone insane. You take a guy like Sammy the Bull Gravano, murders 19 people, and we cut the guy a deal. And then he goes off and gets arrested again for selling drugs while he's writing books and making money. You know, in terms of also your tweet earlier, forgiveness and justice are two different things. And when we start combining both of those things, that's how you have this insane world that's going on in our high schools, in our malls, in our communities. Everything's gone wacko.
Well, you know, you talk about forgiveness, and coming up in the next hour, we're gonna deal with this whole issue with illegal immigration. You've got the President of the United States of America that came out and said, well, you can't hold these people accountable for coming to America and wanting a better life. Sure I can. Well, we need to give them the American dream of American citizenship. Why? Why would I try? Well, they're not going to break any other laws. Do you know how many thousands of Americans were killed last year by illegal immigrants? More than 4,000 people were killed in this country by illegal immigrants. And you act as if they're all hardworking, just trying to love America people that just want a better life. Not all of them are, but more importantly, why would I give freedom? Why would I give the American dream to someone who doesn't respect the first law that they deal with when they come into this country? And why do I think they're all of a sudden just going to become law-abiding great Americans flying the American flag? Do I need to remind you of the walkouts when they were carrying Mexican flags and they walked out of American businesses several years ago? That coming up on the next hour of the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome. It is The Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. It is good to be with you and an honor to be filling in for Michael tonight as he takes an evening off. He'll be back with you tomorrow. Also, a lot of what we chat about tonight you can find on michaelsavage.com 24/7, constantly updated with breaking news and the information that you need to know. Check it out, michaelsavage.com. Save it as your homepage or in your favorites. I got to get to this. A lot of you still writing in and giving me your thoughts, and I'll continue to take those on this Fort Hood shooting issue with Major Hassan, who is trying to get a plea deal so he won't have to die if he says, yeah, I did kill a bunch of people. And I'll continue to take your comments on that. But I got to deal with this whole trip. Barack Obama took this trip, and a lot of people are upset about what it cost, $1.7 million. Fly to Vegas to make a speech that everyone knew what was going to be in it, and then fly directly back to Washington, D.C., and talk about how we're this great melting pot of a country, and we're all, you know, we're rallying Hispanics, and you guys are here, and you're not committing crimes, but you are every moment you're here. And we're just going to, you know, this is going to all get better. And Latinos love this. Hispanics love this. And then I've had Republicans going crazy, going, hey, look, we lost, you know, 70-30, 80-20 in the last election. Hispanic votes went for African Americans. So we gotta correct this right now. The GOP keeps telling me this. Well, we just got to get on board. We got to get one of these minority groups on our side, because if we lose the Hispanics like we lost African Americans, we'll never win a national election again. All right, let's start with that. What makes you think for a moment that all the people that are about to get American citizenship in this country, if Barack Obama and Democrats get their way, what makes you think they're going to be Republicans if Republicans come out in favor of amnesty? And proof of that is, let's go back to the 1980s for a second. When Ronald Reagan did this, remember when Ronald Reagan did it? What happened with Reagan? Did all of a sudden Republicans have incredible years of guaranteed support from the Hispanic community? Not exactly. Not exactly. Now, we had some Hispanic support, but a lot of that was Hispanics that were American citizens. And this new breed of Hispanic population in this country, they are hardworking. A lot of them are. There's also a lot of them that cannot wait to take advantage of the system. Cannot wait to take advantage of all the free stuff. Because they've already figured out how to have the free babies. They've already figured out how to get their kids in school. They've already figured out how to get the free lunch programs for their kids. They've already figured out how to work the system for anchor babies. They figured all that out. Don't think for a moment that they haven't. They know how to work the system. They know how to get the free stuff. And what makes you think they're not going to immediately go and sign up for food stamps? What makes you think for a second they're not going to sign up for disability? And let's also deal with another issue with illegal immigrants. What makes you think they're going to immediately go and become legitimate business individuals who pay taxes and register with the IRS? I want you to think about this for a second. You've been in this country, you set up a life for yourself, and you get paid under the table in cash. And you don't pay taxes on that money, you get to keep that money. Then all of a sudden a day comes when you can become an American citizen, and maybe you do it. What makes you think you're going to walk up to your employer on that day and you're going to say, hey, I want to now be paid and I want the government to take some of my cash? Are you crazy? People don't sign up for that crap. The majority of people are not going to do that. Not only that, they're probably going to look at their wives or their live-ins and say, go sign up for all that free stuff and I'll keep getting paid in cash. I don't trust illegal immigrants like other people do. And the other thing is this, I don't think illegal immigrants are somehow noble. Being a missionary is noble. Going to a third world country and serving others is noble. Heck, staying in your own country and trying to change the laws in your own country and fight for your nation, that's noble. Cutting and running and then going to another nation, not respecting their laws, that's not noble. That's called selfishness. That's called being selfish for your own personal gain. Now, I'm not saying there's not horrible things going on in Mexico. I'm not even going to, I even can understand why people leave Mexico. I understand why people want to come to America. It's an amazing, incredible nation. It is the home of the brave and the free and religious freedom and security and safety is unparalleled compared to many parts of the world, especially Mexico, which I have a soft spot for. I love Mexico. And it's horrible what's going on down there right now. The drug trafficking, the violent, heinous crimes happening down there, all of this. And I can understand why people would want to leave, and I can totally understand why they want to come to America on top of that. But the way that they're now being talked about in this country by Barack Obama yesterday as being some sort of saint, as they are somehow an important part of American society, that they need to stop, we need to stop taking advantage of them and allow these 11 million people to come out from the shadows. Let's deal with that aspect for a second. And I want to get your reaction to all this as well tonight. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. But you look at these people that come here, and we're now treating them as if they're living a bad life. They're living a tough life. They're living a sad life in the shadows. and we should set them free. If it's so bad, go home. And when did the number become 11 million? Did anybody catch that BS besides me out there? We've been talking about illegal immigrants on both sides of the aisle being anywhere between, you know, 16 to 22 million for the last 4, 5, 6 years. I heard Democrats saying 15, 16, 17, and 18 when we were having this great debate during George Bush's second term in office. And then the Gang of Eight comes out. And we've got Republicans up there, John McCain and Marco Rubio, the savior of the Republican Party. The guy who should have run for president, some said, and then we would have won. Saying the number is 11 million? And I sit there and I laugh. 11 million? When did the number go to 11 million? I had no idea. 11 million? Where did the other 5 million go? Where did the other 6 million go? Where did the other 7 million go? I mean, seriously, where did they go? Did they just disappear? Did they self-deport, as Democrats say they won't do? This is the biggest bait and switch operation I've ever seen. They're going to tell you that they're going to work on border security, but they're not going to do that first, and they're never going to do it. Let me make that very clear. They will never do it. I'm in favor of fixing the system that's broken, as some people have put it. I'm in favor of fixing it once we secure the border. But why am I going to allow history to repeat itself just like we did in the 1980s with Ronald Reagan, and then we said the number was only 3 million, and now we're saying it's only 11 million? Well, what's the next number going to be? Let's say that we do give all these people citizenship, and they all play by the rules, and they're the saviors of the working class in America. And we don't secure the border, you think they're going to stop coming over? They sure as heck didn't stop coming over the first time. We gave that amnesty back there in the 80s, and then did they stop coming over? No, they came over in bigger numbers again. Because if you don't secure the border and they can come over now, they know that there's going to be another chance down the road. So hide in the shadows, as it's put. No one's hiding in the shadows. Nobody is hiding in the shadows right now in this country. They're just not doing it. They're not hiding in the shadows. They're living in neighborhoods where they all speak Spanish, at grocery stores that are up, the signs are up in Spanish, with stores that are there to cater to people that speak Spanish. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7 407-282 online at michaelsavage.com. Let me go to Derek in Florida. Derek, you guys have had your big problems with immigration and with people coming in from other countries. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks a lot, Ben. You know, Senator Rubio, he rode in on a wave of victory on the Tea Party, and he's turned into a John McCain. He's been treasonous, along with the other seven in the Gang of Eight. What he's doing is, their plan isn't any different than Obama's, because his plan immediately legalizes, not grants citizenship, but legalizes these illegal aliens here, however many millions of them there are. Meanwhile, there's 23 million, at least, Americans without work. And his plan, along with the Gang of Eight's, legalizes these people immediately. Never.
Well, I go back to the first number. I challenge the quote-unquote Republicans of Rubio and McCain on this number. Where the hell did they come up with the number 11 million? Because even by the census data that we just had, there's more than 11 million people here illegally. And all of a sudden, they change this number from 16 to 21, 22 million, 15, and they're, oh, it's only 11 million. How dumb do you think we are? But no one in the major media is talking about this today. No, I mean, the headline to me of this whole entire argument, this whole conversation, is the number 11 million. Where did all the illegals go and disappear? Because no one's even asking that question. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. It's Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage. We'll be right back on the Savage
Join
Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com, and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts.
LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Michael Savage Show, and it is Ben Ferguson filling in on the Savage Nation tonight. It's so good to be with you this evening, wherever you are around the U.S., many of you listening as well online. Thanks for spending some time with us. Michael will be back tomorrow night as he takes an evening off. It is an honor to be filling in for Michael as he takes an evening off. Also, this big outbreak of weather. If you've got loved ones that are anywhere, it's a 1,000-mile path this weather took today. Casualties are racking up as there were some major tornadoes all across the country today. And if you're in those areas, listen, tonight, our thoughts and our prayers go out to you as well there. And then this big deal, Barack Obama, no border security before path to citizenship, he says. He rejects the key compromise at the heart of a bipartisan deal on immigration reform announced by the Gang of Eight. The president, who delivered his address in Vegas, outlined his own immigration ideas, and he said that linking a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants with a demand for border security is a no deal. I told you, this is bait and switch. This is why are we even having a discussion on immigration reform in this country before and giving people amnesty if we do not have a secure border? Because they will do it again. They will do it again. Mark my word. They will come over and they will do this again. And we will be dealing with another 20 million. Oh, don't worry. The number's 11 million. I forgot. The White House and Republicans decided to change their mind. Oh, well, we're only talking about 11 million people getting amnesty out of 100, 200, 300. 50 million Americans. It's really not. It's a very, very small number. If it was such a small number, this debate wouldn't be so big and heated. And it wouldn't be one of the two cores of your second term in office from a legislative agenda standpoint of the White House if it was really such a small number. It's much bigger than that. And I want to know where the media is on that. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Mario in California. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Ben?
Doing well. Give me your take.
Well, you know what my take is on this whole thing is, me personally, I'm Latino, but at the same time, I am an American citizen. I pay taxes. I go to work. I spend money on health care for my family, my kids. And at the same time, I do all that without accepting a handout, without asking for any help, because the plain and simple truth is that as myself, as a hardworking American, I make too much money to qualify for these programs, but still at the same time, I struggle like millions across the nation. But at the same time, people that are breaking the law every moment that they're here, like you said, are being able to get all these programs, and we're now supposed to just open our arms and be like, okay, everybody can be a citizen. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to do anything special for it. You didn't have to go through the regular legal procedure on how to do it, which backlogs everybody else that is trying to actually follow the law, follow the way we do things here. And this whole thing about the popularity of the Hispanic vote is something that just seems, unfortunately, very ridiculous to me, being the fact that when I voted for candidates who I thought could get the job done, who were qualified, It may.
Yeah, but you got to understand something now. The Republican establishment, Mario, is telling us that we have to get the Hispanic vote or the Republican Party's dead. That's the fear-mongering. That's not the Democrats doing it. That's the Republicans doing it. We'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Candlelight vigil and march is scheduled tonight for a 13-year-old girl who was kidnapped in Dublin 24 years ago. Eileen Mishaloff disappeared on this date in 1989 after being excused early from a PE class at her middle school. San Francisco 49er Chris Culliver has apologized for anti-gay remarks he made on a national radio show, and the 49ers said they have always been supporters of the LGBT community. A woman was rescued from the beach at San Francisco's Fort Funston today when she and her dog fell down a cliff. Rescuers say the dog was fine, but the woman appears to have a fractured wrist. Taking a look at the roadways, still trouble getting out of San Francisco. The latest, an accident on the lower deck just east of the island. Everything has been cleared. Lane should be open, but traffic still slow northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. Still slow northbound 880 from Alvarado Niles up to 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Are you kicking off a new diet and exercise regime? Don't start your workout on a filthy carpet. Give it a Zero Res workout. Zero Res removes the unwanted pounds of dirt and grime in your carpet. Zero Res energizes your carpets with empowered water. It doesn't weigh your carpet down with soap or shampoo. Their alkaline empowered water is completely green. It's safe for children, pets, and great for allergy sufferers. Your carpet will smell fresh, look bright, and the amazing results will motivate you to get as healthy as your carpets. The trained technicians at Zero Res are prompt, polite, and professional. From corner guards to shoe booties, Zero Res technicians perform above your expectations. Call Zero Res today for their $99 special at 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Spelled backward or forward, Zero Res spells the same. You can book online at ZeroBayArea.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It is so good to be with you. Filling in for Michael Savage tonight, Ben Ferguson. Michael will be back with you tomorrow. And if you just joined us anywhere you are around the country, we're talking about this whole idea of we need to bring dignity to just 11 million people's lives so they can stop living in the shadows, in the darkness, because we're keeping them there because we haven't given them citizenship to the United States of America. Yeah, you may be thinking to yourself, 11 million? When did that number get so low? That was the first thing when I heard it. I'm sitting there going, please, somebody in the media, I beg of you, somebody in the media, ask this question. When did the number drop to 11 million? Because no one's written that article yet. Nobody on the major news media has brought that up yet, have they? That 11 million is a number that's like unprecedented as being low? Compared to what we've been told for years the number is supposed to be? I mean, it's incredibly low. It's unbelievably low. But we're just supposed to take it as fact. And then remember, they're all victims. They're having to hide in the shadows. If the shadows suck so bad, then why are they coming here? Why are 11 million people coming here if the life they're living right now is so bad? Jim, listening on WMAL, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight. How are you?
Yes, Ben. It's another wonderful night in paradise with these storms. Hey, basically, as a probation officer for about 5 years, and I was in the Air Force for 20 prior to that, I'm an American of Puerto Rican descent, who Santorum thinks, by the way, we're illegal too, but we're not. By birth, we're citizens. But that's not where I'm going with this. I'm going with the fact that I had over 200 deportations that I was single-handedly credited for and told that they were too expensive. The fact is that they cost about $30,000 to $35,000 per illegal, and that's a lot of money. Even at $11 million, the lowball number, I believe it's 16 or 17, but even at $11 million, that's a lot of money you're talking that would be fiscally irresponsible to do. It's better to build that wall, get it done, get the borders.
Well, I mean, and that's the one thing you just brought up. Deportation is expensive. I also think that's part of the reason why we're in this whole entire just conversation is that people have been able to talk exactly how you have about how expensive it is. And, well, you can't deport all the illegal immigrants. It would be too expensive. I agree that what you're saying is true. It is cost an insane amount of money. But we've never tried to truly dry up the jobs. Now, states that have, look at Alabama. Alabama's helped dry up a lot of the jobs, and guess what happened? Their illegal immigrant numbers dropped drastically. They went after their kids and their public free education. They went after the hospital stays and the people that were there and not going to pay the bills. I mean, they went after a lot of things.
Point.
And they went after the employers, and they went after those that knew they were hiring illegals with an E-Verify system as well so that they could get in some serious trouble.
Very true. The one quick point is that it's not just Hispanics now. When you say illegal alien, Hispanics are the ones that the picture is painted of, but you've got illegals from all over the world. Right now, Washington, D.C. looks like little Liberia, as an example.
Well, you know what? I remember the last time the Latinos went out there and showed how important they were to America. And they told their kids to leave our public schools that we're paying for them to go there. And they left the jobs that they say that Americans won't do. Remember what they did? They started chanting in Spanish and waving the Mexican flag. Why do I think that person really wants to be an American citizen?
I agree with you there. That's fact.
But I mean, they went out and they weren't singing God Bless America.
No.
They were waving the Mexican flag. chanting Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. And those are the people that I'm supposed to be worried about living in the shadows?
Mm-hmm. It's not just them. Like I said, you've got the Eastern European illegals. You've got all these people that come through the Canadian border, which actually is weaker than the southern borders.
Well, we're not going to secure the borders. That's a no deal, Jim. I'm telling you, this is the biggest bait and switch in modern political history with this White House and other Republicans that call themselves conservatives. This gang of eight, they are not to be trusted. We shouldn't even be talking about amnesty for any human being in this country until we know we have a secure border and it's been tested for at least 6 months. But that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. Sean, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight filling in. Sean, 11 million. You buy that number?
Yeah, that's in the West Coast.
Yeah, that's just like California, New Mexico, Arizona. Then you're probably close to at least 10 right there, right?
People are going to start booing the legitimate people around once they get their status, because there's a lot of hostility that has been holed up. And once they get that, we're going to be pushed around all over the place. That's what my concern is.
Well, not only that, they're going to start running for office.
Exactly.
What makes you think they're not going to start setting up little Mexicos?
That the Dr. Savage talks about, they may be picked from a selected group of these people, the people that are going to join his private military.
Well, you know, look at the Democratic convention this year. I unfortunately, occupational hazard, I had to go. And you look at the mayor, the twin brothers and the mayor from San Antonio, and they talk about San Antonio and this is a melting pot for America, and we have people hiding in the shadows that need to come out. Of course they want that, because that's guaranteed voters for them speaking Spanish on TV when they do an interview. But these people are not, a lot of them are not trying to assimilate. They're not trying to be Americans. They're not going to be Americans, even if you tell them that they're an American citizen. They're going to be Americans only in the fact that they get the benefits of this country, and they're still going to live in their little Mexicos.
They're going to force their culture on us, and it'll be a disaster. And you can see that probably in the L.A. area. In the L.A. area, they won't even...
Look at the L.A. gangs.
Restaurants and businesses.
Look at the L.A. gangs. I mean, really, and they're not little, they're huge. The Hispanic gang culture in this country is incredible. You look at all of it in New Mexico, look at it in Texas. Look at it in Arizona, look at it in California. The Mexican gangs, they're ruthless. And they're not speaking English, by the way, and they're not trying to become American citizens. Well, sort of. They'll take it if it gives them more free rights. Gives them more free stuff. They'll have no allegiance to this country. You know, the people that we talk about that are great Americans and the stories in this country of people that have done great things that came here, they pledged allegiance to this country. They believed in this country as a savior of a sense. It was a country that gave them the ultimate opportunity. That's what it was. Not anymore. These people, they don't look at America as a savior. They don't look at America as a country to be proud of. And if it was, they'd learn to speak English. They'd want to be a part of this country. They wouldn't set up their own communities with their own Spanish-speaking markets. I'm not talking about, you don't have to lose your heritage. Let me make that very clear. I'm not saying that when you come here, you stop loving soccer. Stop loving street tacos. It's not what I'm saying. Stop loving a real Mexican Coke, which actually is way better than the crap we make here. But when you come here, I expect you to want to be an American. And the ones that are here, and I'll even use their 11 million, how many of them are living in a little Mexico that have nothing to do with a true American society? Vito, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening. I would just like to say that they have no allegiance to this country. Once the free stuff ends,
they're going back. And this last election, it was about free stuff versus freedom and freedom lost. And if they make those 20-plus million illegals legal, it'll be free stuff after free stuff after free stuff. And the poor working slobs like me and a lot more like me are going to wind up paying more given to the government. Not given, government taken from us. And that's what it's all going to be about. So thank you very much.
Well, Vito, you know, you look at something. Look at Mexico. Last year, the number two stimulus of Mexico's economy was illegal immigrants in this country sending cash back to that country. This year, they say, the number one stimulus, and it will surpass oil production in Mexico, drilling in Mexico, will be illegal immigrants sending back money. Illegal immigrants sending back cash to their true nation that they love and they plan on retiring in. That's why they're sending the money back. Sure, some of it's to support family over there. A lot of it, though, is to send Western Union for the retirement. They send the money home, and once they get that magic number of 100K, 80K, 70K, 60K, they go buy some in Mexico, and they're out of here. And you know what makes it even easier to get to that number? Become an American citizen. Get on welfare. Now you can send more of your paycheck back to Mexico because we're paying for your groceries. Now, I'm not saying every illegal is this way, but I think there's more than 50% are. I think more than 50% plan to do exactly what I just said they're planning to do because they're doing it right now, and I believe that what they're doing right now is exactly what they want for their future. They want to retire in Mexico. They just want to retire in a nicer place. And 70,000 in America can make you be a king in Mexico. Paul, thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Doing well. Thank you.
As far as the deportation goes, that's just the catchphrase. That sounds like, you know, something that sounds like everybody could be willing to accept because it gives a good and bad side to the equation. But that'll never happen because the people that are guilty of being deported, they'll never stand up because they don't want to go back home, number one, to face what they would have to face, the discouragement of getting kicked out of the United States. Like the other guy said, too, the amount of money is also an issue. So they're not going to spend that money on all these deportations they're looking to do. So that's just something that they're talking about. And you're 100%.
You there?
You're 100% right when you say that they don't want to be part of this country. I've worked with them. Some guys been here for 10 years. They don't speak a stick of English. They do send their money home on a constant basis. They live in houses with so many people that they literally pay like $50 a month in rent. And they could save a lot of that money. They send it home. But what they're doing is they're building the cities up that they're from. They're sending home and they're making little villages with the money that they're using.
Sure. I mean, today's a prime example. I live in a community where they're still building new houses, spec homes. And there's a house that is beautiful that's going up, framing's going up, and my wife wanted to put an outside garden, so I needed a box. You know what I'm talking about, above the ground. And I also am working on my theater room. I've got new sofas and new chairs. Second row, you need to be taller than the first row, right?
Sure.
Now, I could build it, but I'm seeing these guys put up a house and framing it faster than I can build a box by the time I get all my stuff together and saws out and cut it and put it together, nail it together, everything else. So I stopped by today to see about them doing it for me because they got plenty of wood down the street. They could do it in probably an hour. I can throw the carpet over the box after they build it, the little, you know, the riser for the second row of seating. And they could easily put together a square box that's 24 inches tall that I can put the soil in so that we can have a little garden. I walked up there, not one of them spoke English. Not one of them spoke English. And they looked at me like I was bothering them. And that's when I got angry because I'm sitting there going, you're not even trying to be a part of this country. You'll take our money, you'll frame the houses, and you'll go back laughing all the way to the bank. And there's three Americans probably somewhere unemployed who would have taken those jobs today, but they undercut them at that. That's the facts. We'll be right back. Welcome. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. It is so good to be with you and an honor to be filling in for Michael Savage. Also, a lot of what we're chatting about this hour is up online at michaelsavage.com. So for the latest breaking news, major stories, and things that you need to know about, go online to michaelsavage.com. You can see it all there. Bait and switch. It's the biggest bait and switch that I have seen in a long time. President Barack Obama already rejects a key compromise at the heart of a bipartisan deal on immigration reform. The Gang of Eight, which shouldn't be trusted, said that if we can have a joint deal to allow a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, but also have stronger law enforcement and border security, then we could get a deal done. The president says, I'm not securing the border. I'm not going to secure the border in exchange for immigration reform. These people are here doing tough jobs, doing work, hardworking people, hardworking Americans. They're basically Americans. I mean, just, you know, hardworking Americans. And they need to, you know, all they need is the American dream. And I'm not going to let the border be an issue with that. Why shouldn't it be? I mean, seriously, why shouldn't it be? I'm not joking. Why shouldn't that be the core of an immigration deal, that we do nothing until we secure the border? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. And you tell me, maybe you think I'm crazy. Maybe you think that we should grant amnesty to all these people, grant the American dream to all these people that don't respect our laws, that don't respect our laws, without protecting the border, without doing anything with the border. This is the same ordeal with guns. It's the same bait and switch. We care more about saving kids' lives than you do. No, you don't. Because if you did, you'd actually do something about mental health. If you cared about saving American citizens' lives, if you actually cared about saving American citizens' lives, then you do something about border security, because thousands of Americans get killed by illegal immigrants in this country every year. But that's not the issue. It's the same thing here. They want to change America. They want new voters for the Democratic voting blocks, and they don't care if you obey the laws or not, as long as you can vote and push the button for them. That's all they need from you. It's the same thing with guns. It's the same exact thing with guns. They don't care about what laws may actually save people's lives. They don't. They never have. They just hate guns. They hate guns. That's what does matter to them. They hate guns. They want to get rid of them. It has nothing to do with saving kids' lives. It never has with them, and it never will. They use any opportunity that they can, when there is a tragedy, for their own personal exploitation and gain. And right now, they think they can make illegal immigrants somehow into victims, where they're hiding in the shadows in America, where they're some sort of victim in this whole issue of being paid and breaking our laws and coming here illegally and being paid under the table legally and not paying taxes. But the only reason why they're doing that is because they're a victim, and we need to let them come out. We need to let them be open. We need to let them be Americans instead of having to hide from us. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. I mean, you tell me which one we should tackle first. Let me go to Ruben. Welcome, and thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Ben?
Good. What do you think?
Respectfully, I want to disagree with something you said earlier about the fact that these people from Mexico are coming into the country only to live it up here, save money, you know, reach that 70, 80, 90K mark, and then send it back home and go home along with it. And the fact that they don't speak English, et cetera. I could assure you one thing, that the majority, I don't know, like you said before, about something else. You don't know the numbers, but more than half. If they could bring all their family members here, and they knew that this is a long-term proposition, and again, I'm not disagreeing with everything you said, but just on this particular point, which is important, if they could bring all their family members, and they would definitely learn English, and you wouldn't have gotten, you know, snubbed by them with your home project there. So I think it has something to do. They're not taking money, you know, in casinos. I mean, they're working. They're
all right. But here's my question. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If what I said is inaccurate, then explain to me why the number one stimulus of Mexico's entire economy, 10, 15 times, I'm not exaggerating, bigger than the drug trade, more than oil, and we know how many oil rigs are around Mexico. Their number one stimulus to their economy is, in fact, illegal immigrants in the United States of America sending money back to that country. It's not even number two. It's number one. It continues to grow and get bigger. It is their number one stimulus of their entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if what you're saying is true, then the facts with Mexico and their economy should not even be close to what they are. I will stand behind the facts. They're sending the money home. Western Union's making hundreds of millions off of the transactions. If you don't believe me, go talk to their CEO.
I agree with you on the facts. I just disagree on the motive. I think that they don't want to become Americans or learn English. The problem is that their grandmother and their nephews and their cousins are not going to be allowed into America. I mean, this is practically speaking, it ain't going to happen. So, yeah, they're sending back money. We would do the same. And that goes to the same, and that's the reason they don't learn English, and that's the reason they're sending money back home, and their ultimate goal is to go back home. But I'm sure if they could bring all their family members here, and again, is there a solution to this? No. But I can't blame their motives.
But their motives are not my problem. I mean, people steal to provide for their family. Does that make their motive any better?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay, well, I mean, but then, if laws are laws, and if you start trying to go on motive, why did you rob the store today? Well, I'm out of work, and my kids needed something, so I stole. I didn't want my kids to have nothing under the Christmas tree, so I stole the bike from the other kid down the street or in the nice neighborhood. Why did you steal that car? Well, my car got repoed. Why did you steal the refrigerator? Why did you steal the flat screen? Well, my kids didn't want them to have no TV to watch. Why did you steal the iPhone? Well, I wanted to have an iPhone because doesn't everybody deserve an iPhone? I mean, you could go on and on. And then you get into the whole other thing. Well, can you really send a man to prison whose kids are going to suffer because now he's out of work and now he can't provide for his family and it's unfair to those kids because their dad will now be in prison, so let's not punish him? I mean, if we start doing things based on emotion, we'll have no rule of law in this country ever. Diego, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson sitting in for Michael Savage. How are you?
Good. I just had a few comments. I agree in what you said about people sending money back to not just Mexico, but wherever they came from. But also, I would like for people to start saying or this misconception that most Hispanics are Mexicans or most illegals are Mexicans, because the reality...
In this country, the majority of illegal immigrants are Mexican. That's a fact.
I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and...
Sir, give me another nationality that you think may possibly be more than Hispanics.
Hispanics is not a nationality. That's just a ethnicity. But
okay. All right. I don't want to trade semantic. Like, deal with this with you. If we're going to be honest, let's be honest. Okay. You and I both know that the majority of people that are in this country illegally are not from Canada or Cuba or Russia or China or Japan or Venezuela or any of these other countries. They're coming from Mexico.
Yes, number one is Mexico. That's what I said. But I'm saying it's not just Mexicans. What I'm saying is not just Mexicans. So not all Hispanics are Mexicans and not all Hispanics are illegals. You know. And what you said earlier about the three guys that were working, building a house, you know, as much as you want to blame them for working, you also have to blame the people who hired them as well. You know, I wasn't born here, but I thank God that I came to this country. You know, I played allegiance to this country. I don't want to go back to Guatemala. My parents don't want to go to Guatemala, but my mom still sends money to her mother. You know, so not everyone that sends money to their country is planning on going back. You know, I'm sure most of them are because they don't have no future here because they can't stay here as it is. And as much as people want to work here and you say that, you know, they take jobs from other people who are legal, it's
they are. Have you ever talked to somebody that lost a business because of illegal immigrants undercutting them?
Okay, but
have you ever sat at a table across from someone that had a successful business that then had to file for bankruptcy because they had no other choice because they couldn't get work because they kept getting undercut?
I understand that. But again, we have to blame the people who hire these people.
I don't have to blame the person that hired them when the person that started it came here illegally. It can be both. You're to act as if they shouldn't be held accountable for their actions is ignorance. No one put a gun to their head and said, come across the border and undercut American wages. I think that's disgusting that you even imply that. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
It is the Savage Nation. Good evening. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. He will be back with you tomorrow night after a much-deserved day off, and it's so good to be with you. If you just joined us, almost of everything we're talking about tonight, plus breaking news, constantly being updated online at michaelsavage.com. Check it out there. Save it to your favorites or your homepage, michaelsavage.com. And if you just joined us, no deal. The president says on immigration reform, if it is contingent, keyword, if it's contingent on border security. He says there's nothing that should be connected to one of the other ones. They should not be connected at all. He says, I'm not gonna be held hostage by securing the border. Explain that to me. How do you give away amnesty? How do you give away the American dream and not secure the border in the process? And maybe you think that they don't connect or they shouldn't connect. Maybe you think absolutely not. We should be giving security because we should care about these people and we should love them, and then we'll deal with border security later. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to David in Dallas. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks, Ben, for having me on.
Absolutely.
The White House has an agenda,
And, you know, it's tearing down the country. And, you know, they're making these agendas and going straight for the juggler. And here we are debating it and dealing with it. It's a losing battle for us. What we need to do is very easily fix this. We need to go to the three golden rules. And the most important one, Ben, is language. That way, if it's English, you're going to cut through all this stuff. It's going to go away if it's just English. And that way we can, with that, can secure our borders. And after that, we can get our culture back.
Yeah, but can you demand that people learn English?
Huh?
Can you demand that people learn English? Seriously.
Well, how are we going to be one nation if we don't? How are we going to do that? They have separated us.
But see, this is you're even proving my point, and I don't even think you realize you're doing it more. If you got to pass a law to demand that people learn English, doesn't that tell you the true intentions of the 11 million, as the White House claims, this number, the Gang of Eight, which is lying to us on, saying, oh, it's only 11 million people. But doesn't that tell you the true intentions of those 11 million?
No, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you, Ben. I don't expect them to speak English. They don't.
But if they wanted to actually be a part of America, don't you think they'd learn a little faster than they are right now?
Why should they? Our government encourages them. They instituted Spanish as a national language in this country. They have TV channels. They have radio. They have everything that they need for their own culture, just like all the other cultures are doing. Our government is splitting this country in so many divisions. It's not going to work. You got to go back to one language. I'm not saying they have to speak it, but they can't make it in America without speaking English. That's the bottom line, and that's going to cure all your.
But I, you know what? Let me say this, and David, I appreciate the phone call. You and I, if they truly want to be a part of this country, wouldn't even have to have this conversation about English. We wouldn't. If they wanted to truly be Americans, we wouldn't even have to talk about how many of them don't speak English. They don't care about this country. You're listening to Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A man has been critically wounded in a shooting in San Jose. Happened this afternoon in the 1600 block of Crucero Drive. Police say a man was found with at least one gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No suspects are in custody and a motive for the shooting is unknown. A longtime veteran of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department has been named the new police chief in Menlo Park. Robert Johnson will be formally appointed to his position in mid-February. And the 49ers have announced a 10-year deal with Anheuser-Busch to make Bud Light the team's official and exclusive malt beverage partner at its new Santa Clara Stadium. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 80 and Highway 4 have some debris in the left lane there. Southbound 101 Tully Road, a crash in San Jose. That one should be off to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house?
When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. 800-737-4746.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Michael Savage will be back with you live tomorrow night. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. It's an honor to be sitting here chatting with all of you coast to coast this evening. And for all the latest breaking news, make sure you visit michaelsavage.com. The majority of what we've been talking about tonight, a lot of articles about this background on all these subjects on michaelsavage.com. Make sure you check it out there. I want to get straight back to your reaction to Barack Obama saying no deal on border security before path to citizenship. He says, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Should we be giving amnesty to all these people before we secure the border? And if we do, then what happens when the next load of illegal immigrants comes across the border in 10 years? Are we going to do this all over again? Let me go to Lupe in Florida. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. The answer to your question is a rotund no. The reason why we can't allow immigrants across the border now and we can't grandfather them in or give them any type of amnesty at all is because it doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't have anything to do with their nationality. It has to do with national security. But I used to live in a third world nation in Latin America, and I lived there for several years, and I learned firsthand what it's like to live in a third world country. And what defines a third world country in my mind is the country that has laws that no one follows. So what happens is you have generations of people growing up in a society where there's laws but nobody follows them, and corruption is just the way things are done. And then they, of course, want to leave that situation, as anyone in their right mind would, and they do what they can to get out of it. And if they see a pass that they can take, which might have some risks but might end up worth it, you know, a lot of people take it. And what happens is that they get thrown into a country where there is laws and they're required to buy.
Well, you know, you look at, you bring up an interesting point. You talk about laws. Look at, for example, Chicago. You got a 15-year-old girl today that was shot as an innocent bystander, wrong place, wrong time, who performed at the inauguration. And the only thing that we hear out of the White House is we need more gun laws. Chicago. You don't have a gun problem there. You have a gang problem. You have a crime problem. You have a violence problem with a culture of violence and lack of accountability for those that do this. People in Chicago, if you're a criminal, Chicago's a great place to operate. They suck at finding you. They suck at trying to stop you from committing more crimes. They don't lock you up. And you know that there's a lot of good people that can't even defend themselves. And that's why you see these problems in Chicago. And people think in Chicago, oh, well, we're going to be safer because we passed sweeping gun control law. Well, how's that working out for you? Yeah. It's the same thing here. What makes people think that people that don't respect our laws will somehow respect them if we give them citizenship? I mean, honestly, how stupid do you have to be to think that?
It's illogical. It makes no sense, but it sounds really nice. It has a lot of warm fuzzies, you know, for lots of people. But the hard line is exactly that. You just can't tell someone, okay, well, you have to obey the law now. Okay, we let you in, and you're here, but you got to follow the rules now. I mean, there's no incentive whatsoever. And what's going to happen is we're going to end up with a much worse situation with violence and crime. Because I'm telling you, I live in a third world country. I know what it's like. What we were looking at down the line, maybe 10 years, if this whole Obama thing happens with what he wants to do, is we're going to look at the United States as a third world country in the sense that there are...
Well, you know what's sad? We could secure the borders, but the only way that this administration would do it is if 20 terrorists came across the border with confirmation from Mexico on video, and then they blew up 20 different sites in this country. I think that's probably the only thing that make them go, okay, wow, now we got to secure the border.
Yeah, I don't even think that'll do it, honestly.
Well, I'm saying that may be the only thing that would do it.
You know, the nice thing about having a secured border, besides the fact that it would be secure, is that look at all the people that we would employ building and actually securing and patrolling and the whole infrastructure and everything that goes along with that. That's like a minefield of jobs right there, you know? But nobody wants to talk about that aspect of it.
Good point, and I appreciate the phone call. Carol, listening on KSFO, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Ben. Good discussion. And
thank you.
I lived and studied in Mexico as well, and I can tell you that the number two favorite national pastime is separating gringos from their money. Nothing mean about it. If you catch them at it, they just laugh and hand your money back. But if you're stupid enough to not notice, then you lose your money, and that's what's happening here. We've got a huge problem that people don't want to talk about, political correctness, and the whole reason that Obamacare got rolling was because so many states have huge unpaid medical bills paying for
illegal immigrants who come here and have major surgeries.
Right, and 27 hospitals in California have closed. I talked to a nurse on a plane, and she said down in San Diego they had not enough hospital beds, but they couldn't send the illegal immigrants over the border to empty beds in Tijuana because that would be de facto deportation. So they were sending American citizens over to the hospital beds in Tijuana. So it's people have no idea. There are school districts all over this country that are passing school bond after school bond because...
Well, not only that, but, I mean, look at how illegal immigrants have changed our culture within education. You talk to almost any school teacher, first through third grade, or kindergarten, I should say, third grade, and they will have multiple kids in their classrooms that speak virtually no English, and they're supposed to give them an education.
Well, of course, because a lot of these kids haven't been able to go to school regularly, and it's not their again, it's not their fault, but it's our problem. And I love these people. I've provided transportation for a lot of those kids. They're wonderful kids. I appreciate the culture. Have many friends, some of them four generations here. But what did work was what we originally had in California, the Bracero program. The men came up, did the work seasonally, went back to their homes, and that could be done. That could be enacted. And then we don't have to take care of all the birthing and the medical costs and all the education costs. And
but you're missing a key component, Carol. These people will be loyal voters for as long as they live if you just give it to them.
Well, you say for the Democrats, you mean? Wait a minute. The loyal
For the Democrats, yeah. I'm saying, but the illegal immigrants,
yes,
will absolutely, no doubt about it, will be voters for the Democratic Party for the rest of their lives if they continue to get free stuff. It's the same way that you have with African Americans in this country. I mean, the biggest joke of all is how many African-American pimps in our government are keeping African-Americans purposely living in poverty by addicting them to this modern-day slavery, by addicting them to food stamps, by addicting them to housing vouchers to live in poverty.
Yes, and I thought that perhaps Obama was going to inspire those people and help them move up, and I hoped that he would. I went to high school with many black people who agree with your point, and we got along great. We didn't have racial problems, but this is taking the black race down, and I don't know how.
Well, you look at the NAACP president this week said that he believes that African Americans are now worse off than they were before Barack Obama became president. And factually, unemployment rates for African-American men are higher now than they've been in decades.
Right, right. And the sad thing about it is that he doesn't seem to care. He has a further agenda, and he tipped us.
Well, but I don't know if it's he doesn't care. I think he just thinks his people are always going to live in poverty, and he knows that there's two different African-American cultures. There's the ghetto culture, and they're going to vote for him, so keep him there, and they'll keep voting for him. And I think many Democrats that are from and represent impoverished areas, they love having the people staying in the impoverished areas. 855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Charlotte in Michigan. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hit on some key points tonight. Very frustrated mother here in Dearborn, Michigan. Just 2 days ago, we had a snow day, and I had a phone call from the school district letting us know that the kids had no school. But before I can get the message from the school district, I had to listen to the Arabic, because Dearborn's large population, you know, of Arabic people. And then had to listen to Spanish before I heard my English-speaking message. As a parent in America, I mean, I'm frustrated and I'm dumbfounded. I have to receive literature in the mailbox written in two different languages before I can even read my English part of, you know, the message. That's
sure. To me. Because, well, but you know what? You can speak English, so we'll make you wait till the end.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I was born and raised here as an American citizen. I should be speaking and reading my language. I mean, I shouldn't have to try to. You can go here.
Oh, see, now you're just you're an arrogant, cocky American now.
Why?
Because you think that you should be living in a country that actually is about being an American.
No, I should be able to speak.
I'm being sarcastic. Don't worry. I'm being sarcastic. Of course you should get your message in English first. It's the United States of America. And guess what? If I moved to Mexico, I would expect the message about the school closing to come across in Spanish. I wouldn't expect anything different. If I was in France, I'd expect the message to be in French. I mean, this is not hard to understand the concept. It's the reason why when you go to a different country and they speak a different language, you walk around like I did going, does anybody speak English? But I didn't walk around hacked off or ticked off that people weren't talking to me in my language either. I expected to be on their country's language and their lifestyle and the way they live life there.
So why, Ben, are we conforming to them? Why can't we have a stance for our American beliefs? I mean, this isn't what we're supposed to stand for, is it? I mean, I don't understand.
I agree. And I appreciate the phone call. 1-800 or 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight, filling in for Michael Savage. He will be back with you tomorrow night, and I've really enjoyed my time with you this evening. It's an honor to fill in for Michael, and the invitation I greatly appreciate. If you just joined us, no deal. Border security, not going to happen before a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. And my thing is, why are we even talking about giving people amnesty if we haven't secured our borders yet? Let me go to Anthony in Portland. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson with you tonight.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Taking my call, Ben. I've been listening to you and your comments and the number of your callers, and I don't think you've said anything that I've disagreed with at all. And want to congratulate you. Is that I don't know what you do besides. Do you do anything else besides working on the Michael Savage show? Or
no, I've got my own show that I do out of Dallas and in Memphis, Tennessee, and then a weekend show as well, and some TV stuff. So they keep sending the checks, so I keep.
The Morgan and they get everything. They're on the Oregon Health Plan. As long as they got a baby, they get free everything. They.
I mean, forget even being an anchor babe, but come here with an illegal immigrant. If you got a child, we will give you everything you need.
And they have nothing about wanting to emulate into America. They don't, I mean, and you want to talk about a, and they have a lot of businesses that they open up in little Mexican town around Salem, Oregon. And they're not an equal opportunity employer. You can go in a real nice Mexican restaurant. You don't see anything in there but a Mexican working, washing dishes, waiting tables. They just won't hire anything but Mexican. They're not an equal opportunity employer, first of all.
Well, they set up Little Mexicos, and I don't blame them for being loyal.
No.
But they're not trying to be a part of America.
No, but see, that's one of the... I'm retired and everything, and that's one of the things that they broke us up to go because nepotism, you know, because people being in construction, being in trucking, being these jobs, and if you... You had people, aunt or uncle or relationship, that's how you got in these jobs. So they broke that up saying that was discrimination because, you know, you're hiring your cousin or whatever. They're doing the same thing. They're practicing discrimination in their job.
Yeah, but they you know what? They don't think so.
Well,
they don't think so at all.
Like the lady commented.
They're just helping out their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, their brothers. I mean, they're keeping it in the family. Maybe we should learn something from them on that one. Ken in Las Vegas, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ken, you there? All right, I guess we lost Ken. Let me try Richard in Waco. Welcome, sir. You're on the Savage Nation. How are you? All right, I guess we lost Richard as well. We'll try to get the phones fixed. Let me try Scott. Apologize for that one. A lot of you have been writing into me tonight, and I want to read a couple of those that came in earlier tonight about this. One of you says, Ben, you just hate Mexicans. We all know it. No, I don't. I love Mexicans. I love Mexican food, by the way. It's my favorite category of food. Why would I hate Mexicans when they give me great food? I have no problem with Mexicans. as long as you come here and respect my laws. I mean, I could turn around and say, you hate America, don't you? Because you don't respect our laws. I don't think you hate America. I think you're seizing an opportunity where you see a weakness in our system. You know that we're weak, and you're willing to take advantage of it. Scott, now I got you. You're on the Savage Nation.
Ben, first of all, I want to say I've been listening to Dr. Savage for 10 years plus, and you are doing a fantastic job. I can't think of another fill-in that I've ever really listened to the whole time, so fantastic.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. It is an honor to be filling in for Michael. I've been listening to him for more than a decade now, and it's truly an honor to be here, and thank you for your kind words.
I can understand that. You're doing great. The first thing is I have a friend who has a painting company, and he wants to hire American white kids to work. They will not do the job. They won't show up. They come in drunk. They want to go home. They're lazy. We've raised a generation of slackers, and you can't. I'm not for this, but you can't say that.
I'm not saying that they're not doing a better job than a bunch of lazy white or black kids. But I also think that some of the laziness has come because some people have given up. I mean, let's be totally honest. How demoralizing would it be if you watched your dad lose his entire company, his small business, his mom and pop, repairman, painter, gutters, roofing, to a bunch of illegal immigrants, and then he's lazy because he doesn't know what else to do or depressed, and you're learning under that? I mean, there are a lot of people, Scott, and I'll say this, that aren't lazy out there, that want to work, but they can't work for these ridiculously low wages when they pay workers' comp, when they pay insurance, and they pay all these things. You've been listening to Savage Nation.